Democrat Senator Ruben Gallego pushes amnesty for illegal aliens in response to Trump's self-deportation program. By John Binder on May 5, 2025. Senator Ruben Gallego, Diaz, is pushing amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in the United States in response to President Donald Trump's newly announced self-deportation program. On Monday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced the launch of a program that will provide illegal aliens with a $1,000 stipend after they have proven to federal officials that they self-deported from the United States using the CBP Home mobile app. Similar self-deportation programs, Breitbart News reported, have been adopted by European countries such as Germany, Denmark, and Sweden with much success in cutting illegal immigration. In response, Gallego suggested he oppose self-deportations and instead offered an amnesty plan that would keep eligible illegal aliens on renewable work visas indefinitely, flooding the American labor market with millions of newly legalized foreign workers. Why don't we make them pay a $5,000 fine, go through a background check, and give them a work visa for a few years? Renewable with good behavior, Gallego wrote on X. Despite increasing popularity, Democrats have continued opposing deportations even for the most violent criminal illegal aliens. A recent CBS News poll found that a majority, 56%, of American adults support the Trump administration's goal of locating, detaining, and deporting illegal aliens from the United States. Similarly, a Echelon Insights survey revealed that all important moderate swing voters support Trump's mass deportation agenda. The voters in the middle that we need to win on immigration are being turned off by the Democrats' radicalism in attempting to stop the deportations of gang members, drug dealers, and human traffickers, the survey's author Jeremy Carl wrote on ex-Trump's immigration policy, among reachable swing voters, is more popular than ever. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.